All right, welcome to October 2nd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and one of the reasons why I do the show is because I'm a proud patriotic American, and hopefully one of the reasons you're listening is because you are also a proud patriotic American. I assembled this podcast in a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And now let's begin the show as we customarily do with a Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. And now moving on to today's headlines. We'll kick off the official Halloween season with a happy birthday to rocket engineer and occultist Jack Parsons. Plus, Bob Wheeler becomes the oldest man to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, and Elvis makes his debut at 10 years old. All right, so now let's do this. 1914. Happy birthday, rocket engineer and occultist Jack Parsons. That's right, kicking off the American Halloween season about a man who might have been born in the Halloween season on purpose just to mess with us. I call him the American Mr. Crowley, as he truly spent his life changing the realities of mankind and blurred the lines between ingenuity and sheer madness. He was born Marvel Whiteside Parson in LA to a wealthy family. He grew up reading sci-fi mags like Amazing and developed an interest in rocket propulsion. He and his buddy Ed Foreman would pepper Parsons' backyard in Pasadena with craters, burnt paper, and cardboard tubes from homemade rockets and firecrackers, and in many ways made his backyard the first Cape Canaveral. Marvel changed his name to John when his father, who was also named Marvel, left the family. As a lot of men who were named John back in those days, his friends called him Jack, and Jack would have to drop out of college since the Great Depression was in full swing. In 1934, he and childhood buddy Foreman, as well as Frank Molina, began GALSIT at Caltech, which stood for Guggenheim Aeronautical Laboratory Rocket Research Group. But back in those days, rockets were made-up stuff you would just read about in Amazing magazine. They were able to get government funding for the research from the National Academy of Science and worked with JATO, or Jet Assisted Takeoff, for the military. In 1939, Jack dabbled into Marxism and was led to the religion of Thelma, introduced to him by Englishman Aleister Crowley. Jack would then get heavily involved with the Agape Lodge and Thelmite Ordo Templi Orientis, or as it's commonly known, OTO. He divorced his wife Helen after he began an affair with her half-sister. Then again, all sorts of weird sexual things were going on in Jack's rituals. At this point in the young man's life, he was creating the future of space aeronautics by day, and by night, was emerging from a creepy coffin in his church to perform strange sexual things with others, dressed up in togas or as animals. And then he met science fiction author L. Ron Hubbard. The party really kicked into high gear. Jack began behaving erratically, and soon the science community began turning its back on him. He lost a security clearance and dove full on into his sex magics. Hubbard moved into Jack's giant mansion in Pasadena, and they started summoning the Scarlet Woman through the Babylon Working. These rituals had Mr. Crowley's name written all over it, and it was an attempt to manifest a being from the other side. The other side of what exactly, I'm not sure, but right away, he met a redhead named Marjorie Cameron who just appeared out of thin air. Which is what happens when you have free parties at your mansion. Sadly, his buddy Hubbard would steal Jack's girl Sarah, as well as his life savings, as Hubbard's Dianetics science fiction writings commanded his readers to believe that he was innocent. Jack became an informant to the new State of Israel and its rocket program, but as a result of McCarthyism and the threat of espionage, Parson lost his security clearance over there too, and would never work with the space program again. Instead, on June 17, 1952, Jack Parsons died when his kitchen mysteriously blew up. No one knows if it was an accident, suicide, or murder, but his legacy as a brilliant weirdo will live on forever. Happy birthday, Jack. 2014. Bob Wheeler becomes the oldest man to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. Former Army Lieutenant Colonel and St. Louis Psychology Professor Dr. Robert Wheeler, at the time nearly 86 years old, and his son Jack made history when they climbed Africa's highest peak and the world's highest freestanding mountain. He began his journey with a 3-day, 20-mile hike to a base camp at 15,500 feet, where he spent a couple days getting acclimated to the environment and getting ready for the big 9-hour steep climb to the summit. Good stuff. And finally, 1945, 10-year-old Elvis Presley makes his first public appearance in a talent show at the Mississippi Alabama Dairy Show, singing Old Shep. He won second place and was awarded $5 and free admission to the fairground rides. Second place, Elvis. Wow. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for October 2nd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. For instance,
what about that story about Jack Parsons? Creepy enough for you to start the Halloween season?
Or people of Cambridge, Massachusetts? How big is Draper Labs in your community? I want to hear all about that. Or the AASS. So yeah, let me know what your take is on those stories and more on the comment board. You can also check out some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on the website. And don't miss tomorrow's episode. I'll talk about the Battle of Corinth, O.J. Simpson is acquitted, and a little bit of football and baseball news. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. Stands for Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. And until tomorrow, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you then.